This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
All right, it is The Drive. Good morning, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper. No Trevor Valise today, but he put everything together for us. But really, Pipes, what is there to put together when we've got the legend in studio with us for game week of Fighting Illini football, Big Ten in general? And this is going to happen every Monday during the football season. We're going to welcome in our guest, Jay Layman. What's up, buddy?
Well, I prefer legend over layman, for sure. But I'm glad to be here. You know, we've been doing this show for 2 years. You know, we were in the morning hour for 2 years. Now we're on The Drive, and I think we're going to have an even bigger audience because people are driving home.
It's exactly right.
So I'm glad to be on The Drive. This has always been the creme de la creme happy hour spot. We know it's happy hour with Lon. But we're ready to roll.
We're ready to go. Trevor Valise said the combustibility in this studio when you get in here could be dangerous, but I love the energy.
Let's go, baby. It's football season, long awaited. Listen, guys, I'm used to football season in August, right? Nice. We're playing the first game last week, August. You put a linebacker who hasn't had Big Ten football for 2 months. Now it's like late October. I'm like a caged, deranged animal. I don't know what caged and deranged the difference is,
right.
but both. So we're ready to unleash it on Friday and Saturday with the best football conference in America. Let's go.
You're caged because you're deranged. That might be it.
That's right. And then you add COVID on top of it, and it's just all out madness, right?
It's crazy. Derek Piper, before you jump in, I am going to explain our title sponsor for having Jay Layman here every Monday, of course, is the Molitor Financial Group. You're going to talk all about them. We also want to thank Dick Van Dyke and Freedom Roofing. Let's start with Molitor Financial Group because they are the ones that are making this happen right now, right, with you sitting in the studio.
Well, Molitor Financial Group, they're new to town as of last year. They're a mortgage brokerage. They're, as a real estate professional, I sell real estate. That's my shame. Shameless plug for you.
That's
guys.
That's perfect.
Lon sells he sells insurance and does radio. Pipes is a recruiting expert. I don't know what else he does. He does a lot. Okay. but here's the deal. All these sponsors, I use them personally.
Yep.
Molitor Financial Group, I don't think their rates very competitive. I refinance my home. Have you seen interest rates lately?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, they're giving away money, right? I don't know if they're just print. I don't know if they're giving away more or printing more these days, right?
Totally agree.
But Molitor Financial, the team over there, Joni, Craig, we got JJ, all those guys, Adam Hodge, they do a phenomenal job.
Sweet.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You know, it's not just about buying an appliance. It's about the servicing of the appliance, right?
Yes.
The 5 and 10 year protection plan, I'm all about it.
Amen.
Paul does a great job. Dennis does a great job. And of course, Freedom Roofing. You all hear about that hailstorm on 7-Eleven?
I know all about it.
Right? You know all about it, right? You're an insurance guy. Okay, there's tons of claims, right?
Yes.
Guys, you guys know 7-Eleven is also my anniversary. Shout out to Katie Layman, 12 years. How about that? And I got a hailstorm for my gift. And here's the reality is this. You lived in Southwest Champaign. You lived in Urbana. Chances are
you got hit,
right?
Yep.
And you've probably had a bunch of storm chasers knocking on your door, right? We're going to leave them unnamed because we're not about sliming people. But Freedom Roofing ain't a storm chaser, okay?
Yes.
They're actually a local company there who I'm using to replace my roof. Thank goodness I got insurance to get me a new roof. You might have that too. Love the sponsors, but let's talk some sports.
Let's do it. Well, that's great, and it's great to have those sponsors. I'm going to let Pipes take over for a while. There are so many ways, Derek, we could go right now as we get set for game week and for the opening of the Big Ten. So I'll let Derek start, and then who knows, we may be jumping all over the place today.
Let's do it.
Let's start a little macro. I know that on Friday we did our preview show, dove into each side of the ball, gave our predictions. So I want to ask you, let's start Illini offense before we break down Illinois-Wisconsin, the point spread, what that would mean to you and Britt Miller if you ever saw a 23.5 against you. But offensively, a lot to be excited about. You bring back four or five starters on offense. Brandon Peters, another year. I don't know who's more excited, you to be here or Luke Ford to play a football game.
Yeah,
So what do you think about Rod Smith and the offense, what they have working this year?
Well, first, let me talk about the point spread. We were 28-point dogs actually going to Rutgers in 2006. Now, that's pretty bad. When you're a 28-dog to Rutgers, that's how bad Illinois football was in 2006. And we lived up to it. We got beat 35-0, so we covered. Okay. Bam! Okay. I've also been like a 40-point dog going to Ohio State one time. We lost 40-2 in 2005. So we did return a blocked extra point for some points. Craziest stat in that game, 52 minutes and 50 seconds time of possession for Ohio State.
What?
Illinois had 7 minutes and 10 seconds. So much for the hurry-up offense. That's a jaw-dropper, folks.
Oh, my
goodness.
Have
you ever had a time of possession in that loop? Okay.
Nobody ever has.
Let's get out of the time machine. Let's stop talking DeLorean here, and let's start talking about today football. The biggest, I've been saying this all along, the pandemic, as horrible as it is, was an advantage for Illinois football. Let me tell you why. They got a returning quarterback, 125 starts coming back on that offensive line.
Huge.
We've heard about how inexperienced the offensive line was in 2017 and 2018, and they started making some strides in 2019, led by Kendrick Green. Straight up mauler, could go to the NFL after this season. I think it all starts up front for Rod Smith. Let's not forget, Brandon Peters, first year starter last year.
Right.
He had 18 touchdowns, 18 picks. He flashed at somebody. He wasn't healthy the whole time. I know sometimes we want him to be more fiery. I think he'll be improved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I think we got receivers. I think Sidney Brown's going to be healthy. I think Emmanuel Bebe's got a chance. Obviously, we lose Smalling, but we might have two of the best tight ends around. You mentioned Luke Ford, who at the point of attack is great. He's better than Daniel Barker at the point of attack, I think, from what we've seen in practice. We could see a lot of 12 personnel. What's that mean? Two tight ends, one back, two receivers.
Nice.
And they could be running the ball. I don't know who the running back is, though. Nobody does. Who's running the ball? Is it Epstein?
Probably Epstein, right? He's healthy.
Can he stay healthy? He's been good in 13 games. He's got great stats for 13 games, but that's all he's suited up. Feel bad for the guy.
Totally agree.
A lot of fans love the fact a returning starting quarterback. Jeremy had a nice stat. I think it was since Wes Lunt when you had an OC coming back for at least his third year and a quarterback coming back for at least his second year. What does this next step look like with Peters? Because obviously he knows how to get the ball downfield to Bebe. He's had the moments in the running game. Right. I think consistency is where a lot of people point, but what does that look like for you as far as the next step for him?
Yeah, one, it always comes down to protecting the football. I mean, it used to be a big deal if you were like 2-1 TD to interceptions, right? Now we see quarterbacks doing 4-1 ratios.
Right.
I mean, it's like they'll have 30, you know, let's say they have 32 touchdown passes and 8 picks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that ratio's got to be better. Okay, number one. Number two, I've got to see him get rid of the ball sometimes. You just got to get rid of the ball. You can't afford to take a hit.
Amen.
Because who's coming in after him?
And that's it, right. That's exactly right.
Dude, listen, I mean, live to fight another day. Throw the ball, you know? Like it's like that guy in Varsity Blues, throw the ball, you know, when Lance gets hurt. I'm really dating myself, right? You know, and the guy from Dawson's Creek comes in and lights it up, right? There goes my hero all over again. But the reality is this. The next step is this. One, get rid of the ball. Two, turnovers. Three, make the easy throws. Sometimes.
Yeah.
There's guys standing there, and a guy just overshoots it. Sometimes he's really good. It comes down to consistency, like you said.
That's fair. Jay Layman is going to be joining us every Monday from 4 to 5. This kind of energy every Monday during the college football season.
Guys, Varsity Blues came out when Lon Day was talking sports on WAD, and he was loving it. You know, he was all about it, guys.
Back then, I was watching Barney, I think, with my kids, so I didn't even see Varsity Blues back in the day. Isn't that horrible? I need to go back there. Let's continue to talk offense, then we can switch to defense. Plenty of questions and plenty of concerns there on that side of the ball, but also some excitement on that side of the ball. When you talk about bringing four offensive linemen back, and Virtus Brown has won the job as the right guard, it sounds like, with Lovie Smith saying he's had an unbelievable camp, if you will, to get ready for this. What exactly does that mean to a team,
right,
to have the cohesiveness of an offensive line back essentially from the year before?
Well, it all starts up front. Illinois hasn't been great up front the last couple of years. True. On the offensive line and on the defensive line haven't been great. But it all starts up front. You can have the greatest play design, and there's a breakdown up front. We can have great skill players, and hats off to Reggie Corbin. 2 years ago, there were so many breakdowns up front, and he still made plays happen, right? Now, Reggie's not there anymore, but I just think what you're going to see is a lot less negative plays,
okay,
a lot less penalties, right? And the advantage is some of these teams, let's take Michigan State, new coach, new quarterback, lots of people they're missing as far as defensively that have moved on from graduation. Right. They've had like four, before everything got lifted, they had like literally four practices in August.
Wow.
They had no spring game. So Illinois has this returning cohesiveness offensively. What we've seen also in other conferences, offense has been ahead of the defense.
Yeah, exactly.
We haven't made predictions yet, but I like where Illinois is at as far as, I know they're playing tougher schedule because it's all conference games. I get it.
Sure.
I think it's going to be exciting football, but I think there are going to be a lot more dogfights there. That's the problem with Illinois. We've really been despondent about not being competitive in games.
Amen.
We got to be competitive. I think we will be this year.
Okay, and that can start in game one against Wisconsin. We'll see, of course, the major underdog there, which I think is a total disrespect. Let me ask you about the run again. I know these are things you've touched on, but is there a concern in your mind? Because, you know, last year you knew what you had. You had Corbin back. Right. You had Dre Brown. Dre had an unbelievable season.
Oh, yeah.
Just a guy that really lifted that team offensively. Right. But now you've got a guy like Mike Epstein, like you said, has great stats when he plays.
Right.
You got a guy like Chase Brown that's come in. We don't really know anything about him. Jeremy Warner, our buddy, loves him and thinks he could really make an impact. Jakari Norwood, you've got that. But, Jay, you got to run the ball, right?
Right.
Still, if you're going to win in the Big Ten. So is there a big concern or a mild concern about Illinois getting yards on the ground?
It's always a concern for me. Always a concern, because if you can run the football, you know, I always say this. You look at the Big Ten Football Conference, okay? The team that can run the ball and stop the run, those teams will be in the top third. The people that can do one or the other will be in the middle. The people that can't do either, they'll be at the bottom.
Great point.
Right? So we got to be able to run the football, control the clock. And the reality is this. I don't think Epstein and Norwood are ever down backs.
Okay.
They're just not.
I would agree with you on that.
They're just not. They're good skill players, but man, you can't give them 20 carries a game.
Mm-mm.
I haven't seen Chase Brown in person, and I don't want to see Peters running more than 7 or 8 times a game.
True.
I mean, I know the quarterback runs some of the Rod Smith system, but man, we there ain't nobody behind him that I've seen that's competent throwing the football.
No.
So you got to protect your QB.
Jay, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Your side of the ball. Your buddy Britt Miller would say that he gets both sides because of his days at quarterback at Eisenhower. But
guys on Decatur like Lon and everybody else. There's some questionable things that are said.
Right.
Those Eisenhower, MacArthur guys, it's all over the place.
Let's talk about the D-line up front. Jamal Milan is a huge loss. Wally Batiku,
big
9 sacks.
Yeah.
I really thought in the Purdue game, the Iowa game where you're competitive, late in the Wisconsin and the Michigan games, part of the big key there was being competent at the point of attack.
Right.
With those losses on the D-line, how concerning is what they have or what they don't have?
Well,
up front?
We're really strong in the back seven, and we got a lot of inexperience. And it's coupled with a lot of things. You know, Batiku leaves early. Obviously, Roundtree, the tragedy there. He would be a senior this year. You got Isaiah Gay, who, you know, showed flashes as a freshman,
sure,
has been inconsistent. Will Calvin Avery play every down like he wants to play? Because you see some downs, he gets his motor going, and he makes a big impact. Well, we got a transfer. Help me with the name of the transfer. What's the guy who just transferred?
Roderick Perry.
Okay, can he play? Supposedly he can. I still think, though, they're not going to, and this is what concerns me, they're not going to be able to line up with four guys and get a pass rush.
Fair enough.
I think they're going to have to stunt. Hansen's a good blitzer. I think Milo Eifler has been a decent blitzer at times, and at the will position, he could be more. I think we'll see Delano Ware blitzing from the edge, or maybe Shimon Cooper. They're going to have to create pressure somehow, because I don't think you're going to do it with four guys.
Yeah. Is the back good enough to put them, if you will, on a little bit of an island?
I haven't seen Beeson play.
Yeah.
Everybody said he was explosive and great, supposedly healthy. And here's an X factor, guys. A lot of these injuries, guys, we don't know what's occurred or not, because a lot of it's disclosed 24 hours before kick or at game time. So let's just say we're all healthy. Lord knows, I hope we are. We know Jack Cohn, the quarterback, has been banged up and is out, we think, for this game, right, because of the foot surgery for Wisconsin. But what I'm got a question about is Marquez Beeson. We know Nate Hobbs. I think Nate Hobbs can be a good corner. I think Nate Hobbs could be an all-conference corner. He's got the length. He's got the experience. Sidney Brown, can we keep him in games and not target people? That's a big thing for me.
No doubt.
Right? I think that's a big question. And I look at Tony Adams, who's played a lot of nickel, and he's been a good nickel. Can he stay healthy? He's had some shoulder and stuff and whatnot. So we've got athleticism on the back end. I think they're good players, but here's the deal. If you don't slow them up in the front line, they get a full head of steam with these guys. We could be in short order.
Derek, I'm going to ask one more, and then you go. As a linebacker, as a former linebacker, you, not me, Jay, when you watch that defensive line, explain to, I said this before the show and I didn't even realize I said it. I said, you're great at explaining, you bring it to the layman's term and you're like, well, my name's layman. I mean, I should do that. I never even thought about it. So explain to us, the layman, about how linebackers are basically free to get tackles like you did a ton when you've got a defensive line doing their job.
Right. I mean, here, a good offensive line, what they will do is they will climb to the second level. That just basically means I'm going to get a hand, I'm going to combo block, meaning there's going to be two guys on that nose tackle, and then one guy's going to sift up to that linebacker, and you're going to have guys you're going to have to get off of to get to the ball, okay? The reality is this. If I got linemen that can goggle up one or two linemen and they can keep them there and I can run free, and not just that, it's all about the movement of the line of scrimmage. Because if my defensive line can push the offensive line back, that's going to make the running back cut in the backfield. Anytime a running back cuts in the backfield before the line of scrimmage, that play is going to bounce a little bit from the hole that's designed to go to. It's going to give a couple of fractions of seconds for the defense to get there. That makes a huge difference.
Makes sense.
Now, if the offensive line gets a huge push on the defensive line, and say they move them off just a half a yard, and there's no cut by that lineman, by that running back in the backfield, well, then I know he's going to hit that hole full speed.
Right.
He's going to fall forward for 4 yards.
Right.
Right? So it's all about the push that you get up front, and can I make a running back cut before he hits the line of scrimmage? If we can do that, then my linebackers will have time to actually make a play at or behind the line of scrimmage. Okay. Hope that makes sense.
Something to look forward to.
And that's one thing that Wisconsin's always done well, is their running backs rarely cut before the line of scrimmage.
That's a great point.
Right?
Yeah.
They're coming downhill, and they fall forward for 3 or 4 yards every play. There's not negative plays. But if you can make them cut and make them pause and make a drastic cut or just a little redirect before the line of scrimmage, that gives the whole defense time to actually adjust and make a play.
Great breakdown there. Leads into my next question. Jake Hansen, we mentioned him already. Playmaker. Playmaker. He needs to be able to fly around and make plays. You don't want those offensive linemen getting on him and limiting him. We've seen it a lot in the past, whether it was you passing the torch to Britt, who moves in the middle, then Britt passes it to Martez.
Right.
What's it like for Jake now going to the middle and taking it from Daly Harden?
I mean, that's a great question. I think Jake's actually always been a middle linebacker. I just think they've had to, you know, he's been good enough to play other positions, so they put him there. I think Daly was a good middle linebacker. He had a great breakout season. Here's my thing with Jake Hansen. I don't think we've had a more instinctive, as far as getting the ball out, player that we've had in Jake Hansen ever. I mean, he really gets the ball. Maybe Simeon Rice coming and sacking people, right? But this guy's getting the ball out on ball carriers, and he made some big plays in that Wisconsin game down the stretch. He's one of the guys that forced the fumble on Taylor on the last drive, okay? So I think, number one, he does a lot of stuff instinctively and getting the ball out. Now, to the detriment of him missing some tackles sometimes. Sometimes going for the ball and not wrapping people up.
Fair enough.
But that's what he does. I think he's a good blitzer. I think he uses his hands extremely well. Sometimes he gets exposed in space. Who doesn't when you're a middle linebacker trying to tackle Rondell Moore or Wandale Robinson or any of these guys, right?
Right.
So you're going to miss your tackles. I'd rather have a linebacker like Jake Hansen, who's going to make two or three splash plays a game. A sack, an interception, a forced fumble, right? Rather than let me make 15, 20 tackles for 4 yard gains. Right?
Okay.
So he's going to miss a couple, but he's going to flash and he's going to lead. I thought there was a total difference in the defense when he played as opposed to when he didn't play in the last half of the year.
We know Lovie Ball is all about turnovers. Though it has been wherever he's been at. Us from the outside, we sit and look at it and say, maybe you're not going to have the same turnover luck. Maybe Brian Lewerke doesn't throw it to you a couple of times this year. Is there anything internally when you sit there and say, maybe we won't create as many? Is there something we can do to compensate for that? Or is it just about, that's what we do?
Well, first of all, it always starts with D-line pressure. Because here's the quarterback has the ball the most time. The quarterback, by just probability, will fumble more because he has takes the more most blindside hits in a vulnerable position. He also throws the football, which he throws picks. So pressure on the quarterback is the number one factor that causes turnovers. We don't have a great D-line. We don't have as much pressure as we're going to have. So that's number one. That's going to be a detriment. Number two is this. We're going to have to manufacture pressure, which can lead to turnovers. It can also lead to some big plays.
Right.
Right? So that's what we have to hope the back end can actually hold up. Do I think we're going to have 28 turnovers like we had last year? No, we actually only have 9 games, not 12. So even if you run it out, you know, let's say that I think you do the probability. I'm no math measure. I think it's down to 21, right? We have to get 21 turnovers to have the same probability. That'd be a lot in Big Ten play. I'm not saying it's not doable. I wouldn't be surprised to see that number go down. And a number that I think is going to go down is 14% of all points by the Illinois team were scored by the defense last year.
Really?
So, I mean, that's another stat right there. That one's free, guys. Tweet that out. Don't even have to give me credit, okay? That one's free. You'll hear it on Big Ten Network on Friday night. I'll tweet it out for you. But that's a big stat for you right there where I don't think we're going to score as much defensively as we did last year.
All right. Jay Lehman, our guest, brought to you by Molitor Financial Group, Dick Van Dyke, and Freedom Roofing. We're going to take our first break. Jay's going to be here all hour. If you want to weigh in or have any questions, you can text into the College of Aces text line, 217-359-2255. You can find us, by the way, on Twitter. Just search at The Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to TanePiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at StevieJay.com, StevieJay.com. Watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Before the hour's over, I want to get to some Big Ten chatter because you're obviously, I want to find out when we come back actually what your plans are going to be. You told me something before the show that surprised me that maybe some, or at least I didn't think you'd actually be at a game, but you're going to be there.
We'll be there.
We'll talk about that, where you're going to be, et cetera, and how all that works. Plus, more on Illinois football as we break it down. Again, if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. It is The Drive.
Hi, I'm Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare. It's that time of year when we need to get our flu vaccines. Every flu season is different, and influenza infection can affect people differently. An annual seasonal flu vaccine is the best way to help protect against influenza. Some easy steps to protect yourself from getting the flu or COVID-19 is simple as social distancing, wearing your mask, covering your cough, washing your hands with soap and water, or using hand sanitizer. Flu vaccine prevents tens of thousands of hospitalizations each year. For example, during the year 2018 and 2019 flu season, the vaccination prevented an estimated 58,000 flu-related hospitalizations. The CDC recommends a vaccine for everyone 6 months and older. Flu shots are available at OSF Medical Group primary care offices and OSF Ergo locations. For more details, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw and Champaign help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put a few hundred extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state. Visit KurtLenshaw.com today.
I'm Mark Sheldon, your County Recorder of Deeds. For 14 years, I also served as your county clerk. At that time, I never supported the merger of the recorder and the clerk. Why was that? Very simply, I actually talked to the experts in this area, such as bankers, title companies, and attorneys. They record $1 billion in property transactions each year, and most don't support a merger. My opponent claims that Cook County, quote, seems to be doing fine. Cook County has a 6 to 8 week delay in recording right now. In Champaign County, you can walk in the office and immediately get a document filed. 2 years ago, county Democrats told voters it didn't matter who the treasurer was. In 2 years, we've seen taxpayers get double billed and homeowners have their refinancing delayed. I want to make the recorder appointed rather than an elected politician so we can ensure professional administration in the future.
Paid for by Citizens for Mark Sheldon.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy, or online, Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, this is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Body and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Body and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Body and Soul Sports, simply the best of what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com. Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday mornings 7 to 9, here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
It is The Drive with Stan Piper, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonte, Derek Piper, Jay Lehman is in with us as always, and he will be all season on Mondays between 4 and 5. And we got to thank Freedom Roofing, Dick Van Dyke, and Molitor Financial Group for helping Jay get in here and chat college football. And right now, we're going to talk, of course, featuring more on Illinois, and then we'll get to some Big Ten later. But the Bears, guys, 5-1, and Jay, you're a Bears fan. My boy Pipes is a huge Bears fan. Congrats, guys.
Congrats. Two things. Number one, the first game, they're playing the Lions the first game of the season, and I think they kicked a field goal. The Lions did. Bears were down 17, so three scores, and I tweeted out, I'm done with the Bears. Forget it. I then took a Sunday afternoon nap, and I got just roasted, okay? Number one. Number two, they beat Tampa by one. I'm just like, okay, they beat Tampa one. Then Tampa beats the Battle of the Bays. They just crushed Green Bay last night.
Hammered
an undefeated Green Bay. And everybody's like, whoa, the Bears. Like, what about the Bears? You know, if X equals plus Y equals Z and Z, you do all this stuff, right? And so I'm like, oh my goodness, they're 5-1.
It's crazy. Pipes, is it just the defense?
It was on Sunday. I can't really figure it out. Matt Nagy and his play calling, still frustrating. Still right. Can't run the ball against right. One of the worst rush defenses. But 5-1, you don't apologize for it. Yeah. We're in first place.
You should have Montgomery as your fantasy.
Montgomery played well. Here's my thing is this. It's like I still can't get over that, you know, like eight picks after Mitch was like Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. And, you know, you look at their contracts compared to, you know, it's just – I just can't get over that.
It's hard.
It's really hard for me to stomach.
Yeah, so. That's very hard. All right, Jay Lehman, this weekend you're actually going to be calling games as you do every year for Big Ten Network. You told me before the show you're actually going to be at the game. I didn't know if they'd have you maybe in Chicago or somewhere where you were just isolated, not at the game, right. But you're going to actually be there.
Well, there's not going to be people at the game, so right. I think it's going to be relatively safe. I get the pleasure of being in the studio Friday doing the halftime show for Illinois, Wisconsin. So I get to see our lineup, post and personnel, personal, and I'll have Maryland at Northwestern. Old friend Mike Loxley coaching in his second year in Maryland for primetime, 6:30 p.m. And it's going to be, there is a real process for us to even be there and do the game.
Amen.
So we're going through that. There's online screening. We get tested the day of with a COVID test. We don't even know. There's just the contingency plans are infinite.
Right.
So it's very difficult.
I asked you who would fill in for you that day.
We don't have a plan, but I'm sure Big Ten's on top of it. I'm healthy. And I hope to be healthy. Right. But there's so many different yeah, they've got so many games going on. I mean, it's not like we can have a backup for everybody.
No, you
right?
can't.
So it's just like, what do you do? And so I do give a lot of credit to Fox, to the Big Ten Conference, to and the Big Ten Network to try to make it happen because there is a ton of different logistics and hoops we got to go through.
Yeah.
I know that meeting with coaches, talking to players before the game is usually a big part of the broadcast. Right. How much is that changing, obviously?
Well, we're not going into the facilities because they're kind of in a pseudo bubble anyway.
Right.
I've actually heard that some teams aren't even getting dressed together in the same locker room.
Wow.
Okay. Some teams have not met as a full team yet. They've met offensive and defensively in separate rooms. So they haven't come together as a full team yet.
Right.
To be underneath the guidelines. So, and I read an article about Ryan Day said, you know, there's coaches spending the night just strictly at the stadium, not getting out of that bubble, not seeing their kids, just so we can have football. So there are some real sacrifices and logistics going on. And some crazy technology stuff when it comes to testing, when it comes to cleaning. For instance, they're going inside of like our production trucks and they're putting a UV light in it for the whole night.
Wow.
To make sure everything's clean. Yeah. You know? And I mean, they're just doing amazing things to make football happen.
That's cool. Well, we appreciate it.
Can I ask you one kind of big picture about football post-pandemic or during the pandemic, I should say? Tackling is down, defense is down. Why do you think that is?
Well, tackling is a skill, number one. Nobody got to hit anybody in spring, right? We've been told to stay away from people, right? Mentally, if we believe in that way where words have power, we stay away, 6 feet away. And all those defenders are just programmed to just, I mean, you talk about playing in space, people have lived in space, yes. Right? For the last couple months. So number one, in all seriousness, tackling is a skill. Like, I was talking to Deion Thomas the other day. Love Deion. Listen, if you didn't shoot free throws or you didn't shoot three-pointers for 6 months and then you said, okay, go out there and go hit something, you'd be broke as a joke, right? I mean, it'd be like bricks all over the place, enough to build a building. The reality is this. Tackling's a skill. We've seen pretty poor tackling because they were trying to limit contact. 7-on-7, which is what most college football is these days, sure. You can do that all the time. Timing and stuff. So I do think tackling is going to be an issue this year, more so than usual.
I agree. Jay Lehman, our guest. We're talking Illinois football and others, but let's get back to Illinois. Let's focus now in. We actually have a game. It is game week. Friday night, of course, 7 o'clock kickoff in Madison between the Illini and Badgers. Wisconsin was out there. We assume will be without their starting quarterback, Jack Cohn, who last year had a 70% completion rate, threw 18 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's a guy that broke his foot. So, again, we don't think he's going to be the starter. Here in comes Graham Mertz, who's a 5-star guy. I think a lot of Wisconsin fans want to see him anyway. What does it, though, mean to a team to have a guy like Jack Cohn led you to the Rose Bowl last year, led you to 10 wins? Now he's not going to be behind center. Does that any mental or what could just be a downfall and a positive for Illinois with regards to that?
I think there's a lot of things going against Wisconsin this game. Okay, first off, Jack Cohn, right? You don't have your starting quarterback. You might have a highly touted freshman, but the first game usually highly touted freshmen lay eggs.
Exactly.
Okay? Illinois fans are hoping he lays an egg, number one. So I think that's a big thing. I think it's a big thing when it comes to, now they've had 2 weeks to work on cadences and stuff like that, but, you know, having your quarterback in there, he's looking everybody in the eye, especially a team that huddles like Wisconsin. You got a different guy in there. That's different. Number two, you don't have the security blanket of Jonathan Taylor.
True.
Tyler Biadasz, the center last year, gone to the NFL. I think he was a huge part of what they do, okay? So a lot of pieces of the puzzle gone. Quintez Cephas gone. The fans are not going to be there. That's a big advantage usually for at Rowdy Camp Randall for the Badgers. So there's a lot of things lining up in favor of the Illini for this game.
Amen.
It sounds rare. Usually Illini fans are like, everything's going against us. This is a game we can say, wait a second, we actually got some positives coming for us. We don't know if that's perception or reality or maybe both.
There's some truth behind that. I think there's some truth.
You mentioned they're young, inexperienced quarterbacks prone to mistakes. Graham Mertz has thrown 10 passes, 5 against Kent State, 5 against Central Michigan. Do you do something different defensively to lead him into those as far as disguising your coverages, blitzing more, just kind of let it happen?
I think you heat him up. Now, I know Lovey's been pretty vanilla and saying we're going to play our coverage. I wouldn't be surprised to see Lovey try to heat him up with some pressure because I don't know if our front four can get pressure.
Right.
It isn't the most experienced offensive line that Wisconsin's ever had. They got some new guys in there, right? So I think, number one, they want to create turnovers. That's how they won the game last year. The best way to create turnovers, pressure on the quarterback. He's going to make some mistakes. And I tell you what, right now, Levy Smith's done, listen, be ready. He's going to throw one to you.
Yeah.
He's going to throw one or two to you. Right, so be ready. Make sure you catch the ball. So I think they're going to heat him up. And I think, too, here's what we got to watch out for. When I watch Wisconsin on film, you think they're just going to run. They actually have a really high passing ratio on first down. We got to be ready for that. When I look at the film, they pass the ball over 50%, I think, on first down. People don't realize they're about 50-50 pass to run. And you think it's just pound, pound, pound. So we got to be careful on the play action, because that's how they're going to get their big plays.
Right.
And we've got to win third down. Everybody always says that, but we got to get off the field because we can't just ground and pound on 15-play drives with these guys.
Third downs are so huge. Somebody even texted in the College of Aces text line, Foles is converting third downs for the Bears. If you convert third downs, you can break the will of a defense. I don't think there's any doubt.
The money down.
Jack Cohn, to me, would have been a guy more of a pocket passer, right? He's not going to necessarily get out and run as much. It sounds like, and I'm not going to act like I'm an expert on Graham Mertz, it sounds like he's more of a runner. Does that worry you a little bit with this Illinois defense, or do you think Illinois is equipped to be able to kind of stop those fakes and him taking the ball?
I don't think he has the explosive running the ball. I think he's kind of like a Brandon Peters from what I've heard. But, I mean, but Peters can run some. And I think you got to be able to account for the quarterback, because in college football it is that today, right?
It is.
You have to be able to. So they account for it. I think you'll see him on a couple, QB keep zone reads. I just spilled my water everywhere for you guys, but I'm still doing with the radio show right now. I missed the keyboard by like 2 minutes. Good thing we're not on TV, guys.
We're good. Well, we're radio. On YouTube.
Whoa!
Yeah, oh yes. Hey,
you see that? Bam. I was so excited about the zone read. I was doing the motion, and I knocked over my bottle. And all my notes, which is all of 2 lines, are gone right now. If you guys
I'll
can
go
see
get
it.
A, you're good.
You're good. Okay, thanks. Okay, you're good. I'm good. Anyway, what I'm saying is, little bootleg action, a little zone read. Football, baby. Just getting warmed up. Game one,
Let's go.
Wisconsin defensively seems like the last at least 5 years are top 10 defense in terms of scoring defense. Yeah. They do lose some big guys in Chris Orr, Zach Bond in the middle, who I think combined for 24 sacks last year.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do you see out of what they'll bring back, Jim Leonard, his scheme? If linebackers are racking up that many sacks, they must be blitzing a lot.
Well, yeah, Zach Bond, basically was a defensive end in that 3-4 scheme, basically. And he's a great player. He had great get-off pipes. I mean, he when I say get-off, his speed, getting off the line and getting to the quarterback. He was going underneath all kinds of. And while we're speaking, Lante can do it all. He got me about 4 or 5 paper towels, and I am now wiping the table, guys. Just like Zach Bond used to wipe the slate clean for quarterbacks. Chris Orr, he was a good blitzer, but he's more of a leader, too. They got some guys, though. Noah Burks, Jack Sanborn. They got guys. And a lot of their backers over the years, like TJ Edwards and Jack Sanborn, those guys were Illinois guys. I mean, they're like, I think Deer Park, maybe Lake Zurich, Palatine guys. I'm like, we got to get those guys. It just drives me crazy that the north suburb kids go there and the other suburb kids go to Iowa. We got to get some of those guys. So that drives me crazy.
What do you think about Illinois' ability to establish a run in this game? Lon's mentioned a lot here in the lead up. That's a huge key. Takes some pressure off Brandon Peters, maybe getting some play action. Do you think Illinois can do that against Wisconsin?
You know what I also think they're going to do to establish the run? I wouldn't be surprised to see some jet sweeps. That's the fly sweep. I don't know if it's Isaiah Williams. I don't know if it's Trayvon Sidney. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't even know if it's getting the ball to Luke Ford.
Mm.
Getting him flexed out and whatnot. Getting the ball in his hands ASAP. They've got to find a way to not just attack at the teeth of the defense, but to attack the perimeter. And what you'll see offensive coordinators do is they will get defenses going side to side early. Wear them out. A little bubble pass that way. Reverse the other way. Do a bootleg that way. Get that. And then they start to just try to gut guys, right? So you'll see a lot of different things. And here's what's exciting about this season. We're not guaranteed 9 games. We hope we get 9
That's
games.
Right.
Open up the playbook right now. Guys, there is no eligibility. It's a free year. Play everybody and their sister, right? Open up the playbook. I'm going to say this could be the most exciting 9-game stretch we've seen. All conference games.
Yep.
Playbooks are wide open. Players are wide open. You don't know how many games you get. So let me see your best shot. I don't want to see any conservative play calling. I'm going to say it right now. If I see conservative play calling from any coach, whether it be Illinois' coaches or any, I'm calling it out. Why? You don't know if you can play next week.
That's a great point,
Let me
point,
see
Jay.
What you got.
Yep.
All right? This is it. There really could be our last game. Coaches always say that. It really could be. You don't know when this could be your last play. Son. And I guess that's true on a dream. But this really could be your last play.
Oh,
we could get shut down.
This is incredible radio. Jay Layman, our guest, he's on fire. I hadn't even thought about that point. It's a wonderful point.
It should be the most exciting
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Oh, you brought up Luke Ford, and I know Derek brought him up early. I want to hit on him real quick. The unknown of a guy like him that was a four or five-star tight end, goes to Georgia. Like Derek said, he was number three at his position out of high school. Do we realize yet what kind of an impact he could have on this team this year? Or do we need to closet that a little bit and say, well, hold on, you know, he's not going to go out and catch 60 balls, but do we know yet what a kid like that can bring to this Illinois team?
First of all, it's attitude. He seems to have an attitude when he goes after people, right? I know Lovey talked about him a ton in practice last year, the look he was given, how physical he was given. And anytime you have a tight end that can be an extra offensive lineman when he needs to be, but also be skilled enough to catch the ball, huge advantage. I think my question is this when it comes to Luke Ford. Number one, how do we keep him on the field all the time?
Yeah.
Through personnel and whatnot, because he seems to be one of our better players, right? Number two, Carterville kid, man. Gotta love that.
I do.
Southern Illinois guy.
The old Lions.
You know, let's go. So I think that's it. That's exciting. And I threw this out there. We're so shallow in the D-line, I want to see Luke Ford play DN too. Why not?
Wow.
If he's that physical, if he's that much of a specimen, let's get him as a defensive lineman.
Why couldn't he?
Why not? If you're going to play two tight ends and you're not going to have middle of the time, put him in as a defensive end.
I
wouldn't be surprised. Guys, outside the box, you got 2 months. This is a free year anyway.
Just take it.
Who's your best 11? We got to get players out there.
That makes
Kendrick
a lot
Green
of sense.
Kendrick Green should play a little D-line.
Yeah.
Kendrick Green should play both ways. You guys think I'm crazy?
No.
I'm telling you. We're trying to win. I'm sick of it. If the best guy, it's like high school ball. It's like, listen, the best guys need to play. I know we got to keep him healthy. I know all that, but the best guy's got to play. Kendrick Green and Luke Ford could play defense now.
Now, Kendrick worried me only because he'd be banging all day on the offensive line, but Luke Ford, you could talk me into that one. I think that's fantastic.
Marquez Beeson punt returns?
I think Marquez Beeson needs to touch the ball as much as he can.
Yeah.
And Marquez Beeson,
throw it to him.
Receiver? I mean, why not? We're talking about our best players playing. That means we got to have... Vernus Brown used to be a D-lineman. Could he play? Could he rotate? Could him and Kendrick give us 15 to 20 snaps combined at D-line?
Interesting.
How much would that help us? I guess we got to think outside the box. Everybody's thinking outside the box. Everybody's socially distanced. Let's go.
I love this. One more. Do you have one more on the breakdown of Wisconsin, Derek?
I was going to say, Jay Layman's water is not the only thing that has spilled. The point spread has spilled under 20 points. I'm saying Illinois plus 19.5 now at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Oh, well, obviously FanDuel tuned into our radio show.
Yeah.
They know that we have the biggest insight ever. Lante and Pipes on the drive. We know we're under 20. Here's the thing. This is straight bulletin board. Badger bulletin board material for the Illini right here. You beat a team. You upset a team. And then the next year, with no home crowd, no All-American tailback, no starting quarterback, you're still a 20-point dog.
Mm.
It's like when Ron Zook used to tell us after we lost, hey, listen, does your body hurt? Does your mom not love you anymore? Did your girlfriend dump you? Nobody cares about you.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
You've got to come and win. And that's what people care about. I don't care. Guys, this isn't Park District. This is major college football. Unless you win, you can't shut anybody up.
That's true.
And so you got to win. And that's why all the cards got to come out. Speaking of Vegas, we need to play all our aces in the hole.
Boom.
Done.
Do players notice that? 23
yeah,
points.
They
okay.
notice that.
Okay.
I remember being a 28-point dog and losing by 35 to Rutgers. That's how bad Illinois football is. That was when Seattle was rolling. They were like 11-0.
They were
rolling, but still.
I could tell you a good point spread story. 15.5 dogs at Ohio State 2007.
We were that kind of dog?
Yeah.
See, that's ridiculous.
See, that just ticks him off.
How is that possible?
My last question on Wisconsin, when we come back, we're going to talk a little Big Ten. The win last year that Illinois had over Wisconsin, how big of a deal is that for these guys going into the game this year?
I think it's big, but we'll talk. Are we talking now or after break?
No, now. Yeah,
go now. Okay, guys. Well, listen, I wanted to give you a team. We got more stuff after break, but I'm going to tell you right now what this is. I think it's a huge confidence booster. When you can beat a top 10 team, nobody else thinks you're going to win. It does something to you.
Okay.
Listen, you can teach people, you can coach everything but confidence. You can do the X and O's.
Very
confidence
true.
Has to happen when you go out there and you do something you weren't quite sure you were able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, before you got on a camera, you weren't really sure if you could do it at WAND. And I watched you, my child. You crushed it, man.
Well, thank you.
You know, and Pipes, you know you'd be a recruiting analyst, but you're amazing. And whatever else you do. But confidence is where it's at.
Yeah.
Right? You cannot teach confidence. It's caught.
Great point.
Not taught. Confidence is caught, not taught. Can't teach it. And that's where what Illinois got from that game. They don't learn anything about football. They learned they could do it.
That's awesome.
Come on, baby.
That's awesome. He's ready to go. Molitor Financial Group is making this happen
Molitor
with Jay
Financial,
Lehman.
Listen, Molitor Financial, Dick Van Dyke, Freedom Roofing. We don't have this college football hour right now. Your ears are not getting tingled if it wasn't for them. So if you need a mortgage, it's Molitor Financial. If you need a roof, it's Freedom Roofing. And if you need an appliance, guys, the holidays are coming up. Mom's coming over for Thanksgiving
yes.
dinner. Don't let your oven break down, guys. Don't let your ice maker not work. Don't let the dishwasher blow a gasket.
Amen.
You know, because there'll be dishes all night long on Friday when you could be watching football, okay? So it's time to get a new appliance. Get all three of them while you're at it. And don't have stinky clothes, okay? You got kids. You need to wash clothes. Get yourself a washer and dryer, too. Tell them Jay sent you.
Yep. And you know there's people out there that still have roofs that need place back
on,
and that's where Freedom Roofing comes.
You know that better than anybody. I mean, it is a roofing bonanza right now. Make sure you get a quality company, though.
Yep, Freedom Roofing.
Freedom Roofing.
Great stuff. Back with Jay Lehman. It's The Drive.
Still have some back-to-school shopping to do this year? Well, look no further than the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. They have something for everyone on your shopping list, from toddlers to adults. New styles are arriving daily with hot new items from brands like Nike, Champion, and more. There's no better place to get geared up to show your love for the University of Illinois than the official fan store, the Fighting Illini Game Day Spirit. Visit them on the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com.
Why settle for good enough when you could get everything you want out of your living experience? At Baytel Apartments, we have a 24-hour fitness center and spa for relaxing, a bar and grill for friendly fun, and when the weather warms up, all of the resort-style fun you could want. It's like vacation, but it's right outside your front door. Baytel Apartments offers a quiet, resort-like living experience in our gated amenity-filled community. Check out all of the amenities at Baytown.net. You won't believe how good living can be. That's BaytownWithAnE.net. BaytownWithAnE.net.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign. Way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
It's not Jay Lehman, but it's Jay-Z. Jay Lehman does run this town. It is The Drive. ESPN Radio 93.5. Lance, Derek Piper, somebody did text in. They said today's show is must watch on YouTube.
Must watch on YouTube. I mean, Jay-Z can drop bars, but so can I. Jay Lay, he's here with Lante. Hey, every Monday. No, it's not the month of May. It's fall when we play football. Everybody on deck, you know it's the best. Woo! It might be the World Series, but football is here to stay. Hey, that Jigga Jay Lay, that one's free too, folks. Catch me on an album near you.
Amazon, just order your stuff, right?
You got it, man.
Oh, my.
Jay's Bars.
Goodness, Jay's Bars.
Dropping bars. We ain't talking station. We ain't talking cams. It's not even station. Red Lion. We ain't talking cams. We ain't talking about those bars. What about little rapping bars? Just to verify for all the people that didn't get it.
How much did you think the Big Ten was not going to play this year?
Well, I thought it was a done deal once it happened in August. Hey, that's not going to happen.
Right. So did I.
The pressure, though, of all these other three conferences not folding, Big 12, ACC, SEC, this became monumental.
Yes.
Then we had lawsuits from, I believe, Nebraska families. We had Ohio State and Ryan Day saying, I don't get why Clemson's playing. And by the way, Ohio State's out for blood for Clemson. I've heard them like quote like four things. Like they really want Clemson. Okay. They really want Clemson in the playoff. But I think the consolidated pressure of it all, you know, all came together. And once the Big Ten was able to do it by the standards that they set forth, again, 21 days out if you're positive
right?
COVID test.
That's a lot.
That's a long time. That's the longest I've seen. they were able to do it. I'm glad it was able to happen. And like I said, it could be the most exciting 9 weeks of football we've ever seen. Mm. That's not hyperbole. That's truth. I know the fans aren't in the stands, but we've got people playing all kinds of different plays, all kinds of different positions. Let's do it.
Oh, I want to be in the stands so bad.
I know, man.
That would be... You get to go into a stadium at least, but it'll be weird. I'm sure.
You might just, you know, for 2 months become a newscaster.
Get
get access, you know?
Do a little media pass.
To go back to TV for the Illinois-Iowa weekend.
That weekend I may. The rest of them I'm going to tailgate, Jay, somewhere.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I know tailgate's been banned. When they first came out and said it was going to be 20% capacity in stadiums, I know we're not going to have it. But I was like, man, there's going to be 200,000 outside the horseshoe tailgate.
Oh, heck yes. Right?
Now, here was the, I mean, you know, whether people, you know, it seems like certain people can gather for certain activities or not. So you might have to label it different than tailgating.
That's kind of what we're talking about.
Right? So you label it differently than tailgating, and that's how you do it. We won't get into what they might be doing.
Nope.
But if you label it, maybe they might tailgate. I'm sure people always find workarounds.
Yes, they do.
So we'll see. I'm sure they could, you know, have, you know, drive-in tailgates. People stay in their car.
That'd be fun.
Eat Cheetos.
Can we go rapid fire in a few big-time matches for this weekend with the Big Ten? Penn State, number 8, on the road against Indiana. Indiana's less than a touchdown underdog. Michael Penix Jr. showed some really good things last year. What do you think?
I like Mike Penix a lot. I thought Peyton Ramsey was the team. Was the leader of that team. He left. He's obviously transferred to Northwestern. But I like Mike Penix a lot. But who'd you say they're playing?
Number 8, Penn State.
They're not going to beat Penn State. Guys, I'm really focused on other games. Sorry, I should know that.
No, you're good.
There's a lot of games in my mind. Yeah, they're not going to beat Penn State. I think they'll make competitive for a half, but Penn State will win.
Iowa on the road against Purdue. Rondale Moore opts back in. David Bell is electric as a freshman. What does Iowa look like without Nate Stanley?
Well, Iowa's had a really rough offseason.
Yeah, no Wirfs, no Epinesa.
And Doyle's gone with the race, with some of the issues that happened, you know, that some of the players brought. I don't know how all the off-the-field stuff happened. And usually Iowa gets better as the year progresses. I think this sets up pretty well. I think it's a bad draw to get Purdue earlier in the season. This is typically later in the season. I think Purdue's going to really struggle when it comes into December. I actually think Iowa's going to get better. I'm going to go with Purdue.
One more for you. Top 25 battle. Number 18, Michigan on the road. 21, Minnesota. Tanner Morgan, you had the stats last week with 31 touchdowns.
Yes.
Ibrahim's back. Bateman's back.
Guys, I said Tanner Morgan last year before the season started that he was the worst quarterback in the Big Ten West. That tells you how much I know, guys. That tells you how much. So if you think I've had some real big revelations the last hour, take it with a chunk, not a grain, a salt, okay? All right, I'm talking like salted like you salt your chips in El Toro.
That was
like
a mess.
Like that was a swing. I'm going to swing on, belt it. Not quite. Okay, missed that one. I'm going to go with Minnesota in that. Listen, as much as I'm annoyed sometimes by what comes out of the media circus that can be up there.
Sure.
I believe when they beat Auburn, and I know they don't have Tyler Johnson, they showed they were legit last year.
I agree with you.
They were legit. And so PJ Fleck, one great coach. People might not like his style. People might be annoyed by it. Guy wins games.
He does win games. Last question, because we got about a minute left. Illinois, Wisconsin. I'm not asking you for a prediction.
Right.
I told you before the show started, I said, I just don't understand this point spread because I truly in my heart feel like Illinois can go up and win this game.
Right.
Do you think it's going to be at least a game that is in the fourth quarter and still on the line?
Well, it's interesting you said in the fourth quarter. Against ranked teams last year, Wisconsin got outscored by 40 points.
Wow.
In the fourth quarter. Okay. In fact, they only outscored all of their opponents by 3 points in the fourth quarter all total. So if you can get Wisconsin into the second half and be close, you've got a chance. Here's where Wisconsin really gets good. They get up 14-0.
Yep.
They get up 21-0, and then they run the ball and run the ball and control the clock and dictate to you. That's going to be the issue. Turnovers will be the story. Can you get the ball?
Okay. Jay Lehman, we're going to do it every Monday.
Come on, baby, let's go.
Molitor Financial Group, they are the title sponsor. Dick Van Dyke, Freedom Roofing. We want to thank those three a ton to have Jay Lehman in every Monday. Next Monday, we'll be able to actually break down a game and then look forward to a Purdue team the next week. Jay, thank you, buddy. I can't wait to do this.
Hey,
later.
A lot of fun, Pipes. A lot of fun. Let's go, Tay, on the drive today.
Now we got to work next hour. What is that all about, Derek? All right, we're back. It is the drive.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Whoa. It's too early for that.
Not at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We are ready for Thanksgiving early.
I haven't even bought my turkey yet.
You will need a dependable freezer to put it in before you buy.
It's too early to buy the best pumpkins for my pumpkin pie.
It's not too early to replace that old range that bakes unevenly.
You got that right.
Hey!
I'm going to put off replacing my microwave. Those Thanksgiving leftovers are a long ways off.
Better lock one in now at a great price.
Can I order it online and have it shipped to my house?
Have it shipped or installed online or come into the store. Our award-winning service and sales team is staffed and ready for the holidays. Get your Thanksgiving shopping done early and worry-free at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Great products are on sale now. If you wait, all you get are the leftovers.
Green Street Realty is excited to share details about some of their newest properties. At 1007 West University, it's The Den. Close to the engineering quad, these all-inclusive units feature high-end finishes. At 309 East Springfield, Icon boasts a great campus location within walking distance to the grocery store and featuring a huge rooftop amenity deck. Check out View at 711 South 4th Street, featuring an on-site fitness center and a prime campus location. And don't miss 200 Vine Street, Urbana's hottest new location close to downtown. For more information on all these great units, visit Green Street.